Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen, also known as Little Richard, still rocking after all these years. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Spinning some platters, talking a little bit about things that are important to you and your small business. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Jim Donovan's our guest, our good friend. He's a guy who remembers that music, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Matter of fact, there's a chapter in Happy at Work about using music to change how you feel.
It is. It's
a little playlist.
It makes a difference, doesn't it, music?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to speak today. I'm doing a seminar for the assisted living industry, as I mentioned to you before privately. And on the way up there, I will play my feel-good tracks that are on my iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
It kicks off with the happy song, then we go with the James Brown. I feel good.
See, I have to have my music.
People do not feel good listening to
I have songs. We play James here on the show. I have to have my music loud, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. So you put it in the cart, you kick it on up.
Kick it up.
And people do that. If you want to feel better, just get some
Roll the windows down. Kick the music up. Let the neighbors hear it. I rock, you know, I agree with you.
I got no neighbors.
One of the things that has always given me joy is music. I agree with you, but I know people who don't like music, who don't listen to music at all, period. Well, I propose to them that if they could find a way to enjoy music, they would be happier. What do you think?
I'm with you on that one, because it's good. The vibration alone will raise us up.
Well, the lyrics, of course, sometimes you can't always understand the lyrics, but the tune, the catch, you know, some particular part of the song gets, you know, engages you. What's been funny, interesting for me as I spent time with my grandkids as they've been coming along, is how they catch up with the music. They as little guys, you see the music taking hold of them.
Oh yeah.
Well, and it's fun to see that. So music is important. I'm glad you said that, Jim. I'm glad you made that one of the chapters in your new book, Happy at Work. Simple.
That's the
fastest
way to feel better.
Wait, Jim. I'm trying to say the title of your book.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Happy at Work: 60 Simple Ways to Stay Engaged and Be Successful. Wherever books are sold, by Jim Donovan. So folks, it's in the book Brother, what's his name used to say? So
published
all right.
By our friend Mark Allen, by the way.
There you go, our mutual buddy Mark Allen.
And Handbook to a Happier Life.
Mm-hmm. New World Library. So, all right. So, what are some other things that we need to know about Happy?
Well, that's one of that. I just wanted to finish the thought. Get the Pharrell Williams Happy song and put that on, and get up and move around, and tell me you don't feel happier. I mean, it's almost physically impossible not to feel better. But there's a lot of things you can do. It starts with communicating with yourself, like everything else. What am I telling myself about what's going on? But then there are lots of little things you can do. You can move. If you're sitting at a desk and you're starting to feel down in the afternoon, you're starting to get caught up in the "oh, poor me," and "why do I have to work so hard?" Get up and move. Just walk around the office for 2 minutes and come back. You will feel better. Motion equals emotion. So you start feeling better doing that. There's just a ton. That's kind of the theme of Happy at Work. It's just, I wanted to give people some tools. From controlling your energy. Don't be afraid. This is a chapter I love. Don't be afraid to speak your mind. I was at a meeting with someone who was a consultant, and the president of the company was putting out this plan that he and I both looked at each other. We knew it was going to blow up in his face. And all the managers sitting there shaking their head yes. And thankfully, Bill stepped in and said, "Wait a minute, this isn't going to work." And the president, everybody looked at Bill like, "Oh, my God, he disagreed with the president." The president of the company was happy that somebody pointed it out to him. He knows he's not perfect. But everybody else is afraid to open their mouth. If you're a manager, I want you to tell me if we're going down a bad trail, going down a black hole. I want to know that ahead of time if it's my business.
Well, and if you're happy at work, you're going to be engaged at work. And if you're engaged at work, you're going to be saying whatever you're saying, agreeing or disagreeing with a boss, you're going to be doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah, and the other benefit from being engaged at work that people don't realize, by the way, is you feel better. Because it's one of our needs, it's one of Maslow's pyramid of needs, to be connected to things. We need to be part of what we're doing. We need to be engaged. And I'm not doing any of this for the companies. I'm doing it for the person. I'm all about me being happy.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the situation is, I'm going to find a way to feel better. I don't care what I'm doing. I'm going to find a way to make it work.
So
this is my life.
If music is important to make us happy, and if we're trying to do things to create a happy environment, do we want music in the workplace? Do we encourage music in the workplace?
That's going to depend on the workplace, right? I mean,
yeah.
If you work in a factory, yeah, they got music. You go into restaurants, they have music going. A lot of businesses have music going. Then I've been in other places that have TV news. My chiropractor got TV news on CNN.
You know, another thing, Jim,
I'm walking out the door next time I hear this.
Another thing that I think is important, and I try to do it here in this business, to my employees, I say, you know what? I take my business very seriously, but I don't take myself seriously.
Yeah. Oh,
if you can find a way to have fun in your business while you're being serious, poke, mm-hmm. Laugh at yourself, laugh at each other. If you can find a way to have fun and do things that are a little bit not so buttoned down, not so wired up, I think that contributes to happiness at work. What do you think?
Hugely. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. We've all got to lighten up. Everybody's taking themselves and life.
That's exactly right.
Seriously,
we're not going to get out of this alive, are we?
No, we're not. That's the bottom line. Might as well enjoy this
right.
If I'm passing through, because I'm passing through.
Exactly. JimDonovan.com, right, Jim?
That's it, JIMDONOVAN.com. And as always, a pleasure to be with you.
You too, buddy. Say hi to Georgia, a hug for us.
I will.
Thanks,
Jim.
Jim Donovan, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.